This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we talk about the migrant crisis, and the reason why I speak about the migrant crisis, or how I got kind of more laser focused on it, and I talked about this a little earlier, is that when I went to Chicago back in October of last year, and, you know, I was covering it and everything, but I got more laser focused after I had a, you know, run in with a young, you know, girl that was on the street. And while she was sleeping on the street, you know, in Chicago, cold, we ended up giving her some food and hot chocolate and things like that. But I got so, you know, angry with Brandon Johnson at the time, is because he's prioritizing all these migrants coming into America. But yet we got our Black American, you know, young girls and young men on the streets, and also, you know, other American citizens who's on the streets. And he didn't open up these schools and shelters for Americans at all. And so that would got me more laser focused on, you know, the migrant crisis. And when you, it's like when you see certain things happen, you can't unsee it. You understand what I'm saying? And when it's, because you can't unsee it. So when some of you talk about the Democrats and why I'm always laser focused on the Democrats, is because one, we vote for them at a rate of 80%. So what I want to say is Republicans. Number two, it is in Democrat ran cities. So who else I'm gonna talk about? It was Democrat-ran cities, and they're doing this and taking resources out of the pocket of Black American people and also other Americans as well. But, you know, we more so laser focused on Black America because that's what we always going to cater to. Now, Joe Biden during the debates actually said what he was going to do, and he fulfilled his actual promise. It's not that long of a clip, but I want you to listen to this.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
So as you heard, Joe Biden during the Democratic debates, back when he was running for office, he literally said that he wanted the border to be flooded. He wanted the border to have a surge. And this is exactly what happened, that they had a surge because he called for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I'm so laser focused on, yeah, Biden got to go. And people, you know, talking about, oh, well, Trump this, are you guys a Trump supporter? Because he's asking questions. And I'm going to repeat what I said earlier on my live stream. In the area of the migrant crisis, I believe Trump is the person that's going to handle that issue. Biden clearly said there his agenda was to flood this country, basically, with migrants. They heard the call. They came. Now they came. He's giving them resources out of the pockets of American people. So, yes, I do trust Trump to handle that problem. He had got a lot of them out of here when he was in office. They put in Title 42 to keep him out of there. He was mad about Title 42 because he, in the moment he had a chance, when Title 42 had went, boy, he really saw flooding the zone, as we have covered here. 30,000 migrants can be flown into the United States every month. Some of you in the chat will say, oh, well, you're talking about Biden, but the Republicans was against the bill they had where they let them be 5,000 a day, and that's the cap. Why 5,000 a day? We don't need 5,000 people here a day. That's more than a lot of American cities in a month. In a 30-day month, that is 150,000 people that come into the United States. No, we need that number to be zero. Like Sheriff said yesterday, Sheriff Judd, it needs to be zero, not 5,000 a day. That's not a good bill. I don't care if Republicans negotiated on it. That's stupid. It should be zero. But the reason why we're having this migrant crisis, and now you're having this crime that's happened. Now you saw in the last podcast, they're running human trafficking rings and so many different things that's happening, is because Biden invited them to come. And when Biden invited them to come, it was already in his plans with the Democrat mayors to take resources out of your back pocket and give it to the people that he wanted to be here. Remember, his administration now don't even want to call them migrants. They want to call them newcomers, not migrants, newcomers. That's the name that they want people to, you know, call them. But this is the thing. He needs to get out of his back pocket and give to the people. Now they're asking people in Denver to, hey, if you got an extra room, put up a migrant family in your house. Nobody signed up for that. Biden is the one inviting the people over here. I didn't see a bunch of American people say, yeah, come on, invite them on over here. I got room for them. They can stay in my house. Nobody said that. Why should the American people be suffering with this? So, yes, when it comes to the migrant crisis, and I see what's happening in the cities that a lot of my community stay in, you doggone right, I'm going to be saying, yeah, Trump be the one to get them on out of here. Because we all know Biden is going to bring more. He's brought in over 7 million have come over in his time. If you bring him, you put him back in, he'll bring in at least another 7 million. So that's going to be at least 14 million before he get out of office. So why would I sit up there and promote and want Biden and the Democrats when I know that's their policy? Look in California. They're giving free health care to the migrants. But what about the black people that's on Skid Row? Where's their free health care? What about the black people in downtown Los Angeles, in Oakland, in San Francisco, and all these different areas? Where is their health care? What about the veterans? Where's their homes? But you making sure the migrants be in shelters? And then not only they're inviting them over, the criminal element of the migrants is also coming over. They're forming gangs. They're doing home invasions. They're doing so many different things. And this could have all been prevented, but Joe Biden clearly said that he wanted them to flood this country. No American citizen get anything out of it, except maybe some cheap labor from the corporations. But even then, with time, see how expensive things are, and they can't just work on those low wages forever. They can't do that. But this is what I want y'all to see about your man Biden. Don't come to me talking about no Biden and, oh, you just hate the Democrats. You hate them. It's not no love. It's not no hate. It's just reality. It is logical. Logic says I would not support any administration that is going to just open up the border, have an open border policy, and then have everybody and their mama coming across, not vetting them, not doing anything. That is not logical. You're looking for trouble. I'm sorry, I don't deal in emotion like a lot of you do, unfortunately. The Democrat Party haven't done nothing for me or my family that I could say I'm so loyal to them. Like, it's no reason black folks should be loyal. For what? They haven't done no policy to benefit black people since the 60s. They haven't done no policy to benefit nothing for black people since the 1960s. What are you being loyal for? They didn't do reparations. I can understand that maybe they did reparations, but they didn't do that. So what are you loyal for? No, you're supposed to be loyal to your family. You're supposed to be loyal to your community. That's what you're loyal to. Not no freaking Democrat. And a Democrat is not here to solve all your problems. And a Republican isn't here to solve your problems. It's on you to solve your doggone problem. And our community to solve our community problems. What we need is policies that's going to help us do that. Now, when I say Trump and the migrants, we don't need our money coming out of our back pockets. So the difference with Trump and Biden is that Trump would get them out of here, and then we can say, okay, all them schools in Chicago that you have for the migrants, okay, now they're going to be community centers. And we don't want to hear no talk of it because you had no problem putting migrants there. You understand? See, it's things like that that black people can start reclaiming things in their community that they had shut down. All these secret job fairs they're having for migrants, but yet you're not having job fairs for the American citizens, but definitely in the black community. Where's the job fairs? That's not right and that's not fair. So now, if you're the type of person, you're silly, and you just want, you don't mind your resources going to foreign nationals, then go give them your whole paycheck. That's no problem with me. Go find them and give it to them. Matter of fact, open your door and let them come live in your home. But to my brothers and sisters who are trying to make it every day, who's trying to feed their kids, who's trying to do what's right in the black community, no, it's not their responsibility to be paying for people that they trying to pay for their own kids, and you want them to go pay for some other kids or some other grown women or grown men? No. So don't give me that spiel about no Biden, you hate the Democrats. Because matter of fact, I'm telling y'all from this day forward, if I see that comment about you hate the Democrats or something about the Democrats in relation to I deem it emotional, I'm just going to block you if I see it. I'm just telling you up front, because we don't need them kind of people even commenting here. We just really don't. You can go comment somewhere else. You can go to a pro-Democrat, whatever. Here, we're a pro-Black America. And we're pro anybody that's going to do right for Black America and benefit Black America. That's what we're pro, okay? We're not pro-Democrat. We're not even pro-Republican either. We're pro-Black America. We are independent here. Period. So with that being said, if the Republican has a policy that's going to help Black America, then we deal with that Republican individual, not the party, that Republican individual. Trump is an individual Republican. It's not the Republican Party. It's not. And also Republicans, let me tell you something else, because I saw something in the New York Post, and I want to warn you about something. I saw y'all putting Jesse Lee Peterson up, talking about black voters. Let me tell you something, Republicans. I know this is a new area for you. You can't use Jesse Lee Peterson. You can't use Sheriff Clark. You can't use people like that because their name is dirty in Black America. If you're going to talk to black people, you need to talk to black people that still have some respect in the black community. For instance, the only person I see y'all been bringing on that I can say, okay, because I've talked to the sister, I've interviewed her here, it's like Kata Trust from Chicago, right? Okay, her name is good in Chicago. Nobody look at her as a bootlick or a shine in Chicago. So you talk to a person like Kata Trust. You don't talk to a Jesse Lee or Officer Tatum or all them kind of people. That's not going to move the needle. You're not going to get black people voting. The black people that may want to vote for you, if they see you keep propping them up, they will turn away from you and choose the couch. I'm telling you, stop with the bootlicks. Stop. That's not going to work. See, at least the Democrats try to get some black people. They maybe have a little relevance, you know, and then they cycle them out sometime. You know, they realize their name got too dirty in the street, so they start cycling them out. See, at least the Democrats understand that because they've been doing it longer than y'all. So you gotta bring in black people who have some respect in the street, who know what they're talking about, and at the same time, you need to be on board with black issues if you want the black vote. Because one thing that black Americans are not going to do is just this current group of black Americans, at least, go over there to the Republicans and just start acting like Jesse Lee. That's not going to happen. We like some of the policies, but you also got to do something for black America too. And that conversation, reparations, is going to come right up to you too. It's not going nowhere just because we are talking to Democrats. Oh no, we need what we need. Now, I'll say this, Republicans, if you want the black vote for the next 50 to 60 years, do reparations. Do it. I promise you, you'll get the black vote. You'll get it. But don't use the Jesse Lees or whatever talking about black men, because don't even know black men respect Jesse Lee. Listen, I interviewed with Jesse Lee about four times already. I think he's comical, personally. I think he's funny. But but when it comes to something serious, talking about black men and all that, they're not going to listen to Jesse Lee. He has no respect on the streets whatsoever. But Biden been told us a long time ago what he owned. He just basically, you know, did what he promised he was going to do. And that's fine. But we as black people got to make sure to let him know that you neglected us, you did us wrong, and no problem. We're just not going to vote for you. And more black men are leading that charge, and black women are starting to follow. And they should have a rude awakening. If things go the way it's going, they'll have a rude awakening in November.